Rebels march into Tripoli, rockets rain on Israel from Hamas in Gaza, and the Ground Zero Mosque back in the spotlight using 9/11 10th anniversary to raise money.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Israel's position is that no matter who fires what out of Gaza, Hamas is responsible.
Well, I think we've seen in the past sort of 6 to 8 hours, Nick, a lull, at least in the rockets being fired from Gaza to Israel.
So what's happening now in front of our own eyes is that the militias and the rebels are slowly becoming the regime, and the old regime is slowly becoming the new rebels, the militias. So the next is going to be a struggle between the insurgents, who will be the Gaddafi supporters, and the rebels who will become the government.
It is sick. It is sick that they are using 9/11 to raise money to build a mosque. It's considering that 9/11 was thousands of Americans who died at the hands of people who claim to be Muslim.
That Islamist terrorists took on America and took on New York City and murdered nearly 3,000 people in the name of their God. Innocent people, and we can't forget what happened that day.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Big news out of Libya. Big news in New York with Ground Zero and Israel and the crossfire coming out of Gaza with individuals killed and rockets coming in. So the dog days of summer are not so quiet here at the American Center for Law and Justice, because in all of these issues, we're fully engaged. Let's start, Jordan, with the Ground Zero Mosque. You were on Fox News yesterday. Tim Brown was on today. Let's talk about what's going on there, folks. This is some big news and very troubling.
Yeah, this is different than what we've seen in the past. So Ground Zero Mosque developers, we know that they're in serious trouble. There's a New York Times article about them. Sharif Al-Ghamel, remember, he's the guy who owns Park 51, the actual buildings, wants to make it into the mega mosque. Now, we already know from the New York Times that they are having real money trouble. We know that from our legal case. Their lawyer admitted in court that they know they've made PR, public relations, blunders, serious ones. We know that the first imam, Faisal Raouf, who blamed 9/11 on U.S. foreign policy, he quit. We know the second imam, who said that it's okay to jail apostates and apply criminal law sanctions to people who leave Islam and join another faith, it's okay to put them in jail. That imam is gone. Now the 9/11 developers have announced in New York, this was in the New York Observer, you know, this is not something we're trying to throw on them, a new fundraising goal they launched August 1st. Get what the deadline is. September 10th, 2011, the day before the 10th anniversary of 9/11. They are using the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to raise money to try and build their mega mosque at Ground Zero.
I'll tell you what the reality is, folks, and I think we've got to be clear about this. Sharif Al-Ghamel, the developer of the 9/11 area mosque, the Park 51 as they call it, Cordoba as they initially called it, says that everything was backwards. We're going back to basics. If the community only wants 4 or 5 floors, it's going to be 4 or 5 floors. This is down from their 15-floor mosque. But the point of the matter is, they violated the New York landmark laws, as far as, in our view, the way this thing was produced and approved. It never should have happened, number one. Number two, building a mosque at the site of Ground Zero, now know this, we haven't filed lawsuits against mosques being built in other parts of the country, but at the site of 9/11 is absurd. And allowing the Islamists to get control of this area is also, in our view, not only wrong, but morally reprehensible. And then using 9/11 as the basis upon which that they're going to raise money for this project, frankly, is outrageous. I want to hear your comments on this. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Your reaction to a September 10th date for this fundraising ploy for the mosque at Ground Zero. By the way, that says we're fighting for the cross to maintain part of that museum at Ground Zero, which I am happy to say over 100,000 of you supported us on that, which we appreciate tremendously. We've got a brand new movie we produce called Forever Changed. We're going to let you know how you can get that by calling our toll-free number. But, Jordan, we need people to oppose the Ground Zero Mosque right now.
Well, and here's why, too, as well. They're on a new fundraising push. Remember, they are trying to raise money to build the Ground Zero Mosque on the backs of dead Americans. I want you to understand that. Dancing on the graves of dead Americans, using the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to do that. A new fraud lawsuit, $5 million by Allstate against them. It's time to bury the Ground Zero Mosque. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
We're less than 1 month away. America preparing to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the horrific attacks of September 11th. But there's a very disturbing development underway in the run-up to this solemn anniversary. The organizers of the Ground Zero Mosque have a September deadline too. They're in the midst of a fundraising campaign to build this ill-fated project, a fundraising campaign that culminates on September 10th, the eve of 9/11. Most Americans understand that Ground Zero is sacred ground, not the place to build an Islamic mosque. And now an insensitive fundraising campaign in the days leading up to this important anniversary. The American Center for Law and Justice is moving forward with its legal challenge to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Now, with the 10th anniversary of 9/11 fast approaching, it's more important than ever to take a stand and add your name to our committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
Well, the mosque was originally going to be 15 stories. Now, Sharif El Gamal, the developer of the mosque, is saying that if the community only wants 4 or 5 floors, it's going to be 4 or 5 floors. Jordan has another response to that, which I think is direct and to the point.
Yeah, listen, we've got this down from 15-story mega mosque, $150 million, to a point where they're actually having to use dead Americans on 9/11 to try and raise money for their project. I mean, that's how bad they're off right now. They've got a $5 million fraud lawsuit against their main financier from not a small insurance company. Allstate has filed a $5 million lawsuit against the main mosque financier. We've taken it from 15 stories to 4 or 5 stories. We've gotten rid of two of imams to the point where they no longer have an imam right now.
Right.
But they still want to build the mosque. They still want to put it there, Ground Zero. And they're willing to use the 10th anniversary of the largest attack on Americans in history at the hands of Islam to build a mosque at Ground Zero. Now, if we can cut it from 15 stories to 4, if we've got all of the major imams out and no one wanting to put their name with us with this Ground Zero Mosque, let's finish the job here. Let's cut this off so that the Ground Zero Mosque is no more, so that 2 weeks from now, when we get closer and closer to the 10th anniversary of 9/11, there's no discussions about the mosque. So I don't have to go on TV, and Tim Brown doesn't have to go on TV screaming at guys who are linked to terrorists, like CARE, for instance, about whether or not there should be a mosque at Ground Zero, because we'll know we beat it. We are right on the edge, folks, where they are literally going to be spending all the money they have for the rest of their life paying off legal bills to companies like Allstate in court.
Let me tell you what they've said, folks. They said that they've sent a $7 million goal deadline, $7 million to raise over the next month, and they've set the deadline for this as September 10th. When El Gamal was asked about this, he said it's a motivational deadline, quote unquote. It's proximity to the 10th anniversary, merely a coincidence. That's what he's saying. So here's what we want to do, folks. We've got a committee that's formed to object to and oppose this mosque at Ground Zero on a whole host of reasons. We've got hundreds of thousands of you have joined it. This is a great time for you to engage that issue right now. Jordan, you said from 15 to 5, now it's time to bury it, that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, let's make sure they never, ever break ground on the Ground Zero Mosque. I think we're right on the cusp of the lawsuits being filed, the lack of leadership, the lack of resources, and you should be outraged that they are using 9/11's 10th anniversary to raise money to build their mosque. Realize that is the truth, folks. That's why I was on Fox News yesterday. Call now, 877-989-2255, the committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. That's 877-989-2255. We weren't going to go back to this today But when we found out this news yesterday and we got it to Fox and we had the discussion and we realized that they are using 9/11's 10th anniversary to raise money to build the Ground Zero Mosque, enough. We are going to come out. Remember, you know, the guy said, Al Gamal, I hope this doesn't start protests again. Guess what? They just picked another fight with us, and we're going to make sure all the American people know that they're raising money to build a mosque off of dead Americans' backs from 9/11. Call now, 877-989-2255, or sign up now at aclj.org. And Tim Brown's joining us.
All right. Hey, Tim, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being back. And folks, for those of you that have seen Tim on our broadcast, on television, on radio, in our documentaries, or on Fox News Today, we work very closely with Tim on a whole host of issues on national security and the situation in New York and Ground Zero. Tim, you were on. There is a we're at the 10th anniversary here, and a lot of attention's coming on the mosque at Ground Zero, but also the whole 10th anniversary segment of this or aspect of this. And now word is that, and this is, to me, very troubling, that you've got a situation right now where the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, is considering no longer having the solemnity to read those names, which have been done for 10 years, at that site. He's talking about canceling that. Your reaction?
Well, it's the beginning of an attempt to make America forget what happened on 9/11/01. There are people in this country that want to change the narrative of what happened that day. They want 9/11. They want the terror of it and the truth that Islamic terrorists attacked the home of freedom in this world. They want that narrative to go away. And this is a continuation of that attempt to forget about what happened that day. I just met the brother of a man who was killed on Flight 103 in the Lockerbie bombing, and he implored me. This was that happened to them 5 years ago. He implored me to fight against ending reciting the names. He said it is 25 years later, it is so important to the families of Lockerbie that it is the real memorial to the individuals who were murdered that day. So he has 25 years of hindsight in saying how important it is to read the names. And for the dictator of 9/11, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, to even bring that up is disgusting.
All right, let me tie this in exactly to the same point here, and I do want to get your sense of this, Tim. We've also got the ongoing situation with the mosque at Ground Zero. This is all happening simultaneously. They set a deadline for their fundraising date of September 10th to raise this initial $7 million. Now, they're already saying they're taking it down from 15 stories to 5 or 4 to 5 stories. Jordan, I think, said correctly that we need to just put it in the ground as if it never happened. Do what they did to our buildings, except we're not attacking them. We're just saying they never followed the law in the first place, so you don't get to violate the law, in our view, and build this mega mosque. They're now saying they're not going to do that. They're going to build this mini facility, this 5-story one.
Mini mosque.
Yeah, mini mosque, I guess. And the fact of the matter is, Tim, your reaction to El Gamal using the September date, September 10th, is the fundraising deadline here.
Well, I mean, it's obviously an attempt to leverage 9/11. It's an attempt to leverage the memory of my dead friends, my 93 dead friends, so that he can raise money. It is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, this guy is a 7-time loser. He's been in contact and arrested 7 times. His partner, Hisham al-Zanati, who was the major money man in the original purchase of the land, was outed today in the newspaper for running a $5.1 million insurance scam against Allstate Insurance. These guys are losers, and they are trying to capitalize and leverage the 9/11 to make money. It's just, I mean, and Bloomberg is supporting them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's trying to change the narrative here, which is really despicable in my view.
Yeah, I think Tim made it clear. These are criminals. I mean, these guys should be in jail. They have been in jail for wire fraud, security fraud. They're being sued by Allstate. I mean, these are not a small insurance claim. This is a $5 million fraud case has been brought against these guys today by Allstate. And yet New York rolled out the red carpet for them. Oh, you only got a few million dollars in the bank? Don't worry. We'll give you all your permits you need to build your 15-story building. I mean, that's the truth here of who you're dealing with. We talked about the credit issue, the default issue to their the debtor issue. There is no other organization in the country who would have this kind of economic situation, and New York wouldn't have even shrugged their shoulders when they applied not only to destroy a building, but then to build a huge building.
Tim, how important is it for you and for the families and those involved to know that the American people are standing with them in this fight right now as it relates to whether it's Ground Zero, whether it's the memorial? How important is it for the American people, because you said this, to speak out on this issue right now?
You know, we are the families and survivors of 9/11, but this attack happened to America. This was an attack on what America believes in. For the last 200 or so years, we have fought for freedom, true personal freedom, for equality between men and women. You know, men and women have died to defend this. This is an attack on those very same principles of this country. So it's not just our group. It's all of America that should be fighting against these very, very bad people. We need to stop them here. We need to tell them, no, you will not do this to us. You will not make fun of us after what happened to us. It's hard enough for us to wake up every day missing our family and friends. So
well,
we
I appreciate
Americans yep. stand by us.
Absolutely, and we appreciate, Tim, your great work and great work on this morning on Fox News. And what's the best website for people to be in contact with you?
Yeah, I'm at thebravest.com, and we also have libertyrocks.org, which is our
nonprofit group.
Patriotic website, if you will.
There you go. Great. Tim Brown, and we work very closely with Tim. Thanks a lot, Tim. We appreciate it. Let me play very quickly for everyone. Soundbite number three. This is the developer of the Ground Zero Mosque.
When you find this location, Park 51, at that point, do you focus on where it is in relation to Ground Zero?
No, it never crossed our mind. We never associated the two, and we still don't.
You know what? This is sick, folks. Remember they tripped giving us this line of the mosque had nothing to do with how close it was to Ground Zero? Now they are using 3,000 dead Americans who were buried at Ground Zero, whose remains are still there, part of this sacred ground, to raise money to build their Islamic mosque. And these guys are linked to radicals. They're linked to crime. They're linked to insurance fraud. It's time to take a stand. They lied to you 2 years ago when they said it had nothing to do with Ground Zero. Now they're using the 10th anniversary of September 11 to raise money to build their mosque. Let's stop them. Let's put them back in the spotlight and finish it off. 877-989-2255. I need to hear from you now. Join our committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. 877-989-2255. We heard about this over the weekend. We had to get it to you and had to get you activated. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
We're less than 1 month away. America preparing to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the horrific attacks of September 11th. But there's a very disturbing development underway in the run-up to this solemn anniversary. The organizers of the Ground Zero Mosque have a September deadline too. They're in the midst of a fundraising campaign to build this ill-fated project, a fundraising campaign that culminates on September 10th, the eve of 9/11. Most Americans understand that Ground Zero is sacred ground, not the place to build an Islamic mosque, and now an insensitive fundraising campaign in the days leading up to this important anniversary. The American Center for Law and Justice is moving forward with its legal challenge to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Now, with the 10th anniversary of 9/11 fast approaching, it's more important than ever to take a stand and add your name to our committee to stop the Ground Zero Mosque. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, so first it was going to be 15 stories. Now the developers of the Ground Zero Mosque is just coming out in the last 24, 48 hours. Oh, four or five would be okay if that's what the community wants. But you know what I suspect? The community wants nothing. We don't want a mosque at Ground Zero. They could build a mosque three blocks away. That's up to them. But why would you do it on that ground? Well, it's because of exactly the reason why they called it Cordoba, symbol of conquest. Now they could change the name and call it Park 51. But the truth in all of this is coming out. And now the fundraising deadline for their $7 million, September 10th. That's the deadline. They say, oh, mere coincidence. Yeah, just like the name Cordoba was mere coincidence. Folks, you heard from Tim Brown. He's one of our clients in these cases. We've got this groundswell of support to recognize the importance and the significance of the 9/11 attack. We've got a brand new full-length ACLJ feature film called Forever Changed. We're going to let you know how you can get that. When you call our toll-free number, you can find out how you get that film. It is incredible that we're coming out at the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We're having that available for you. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. You stand on to that committee, sign on to that committee, protesting this mosque at Ground Zero, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But, folks, we'll also let you know how you can get this movie, which, by the way, is up at the website at aclj.org. You can see the trailer there. It's available now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
And I want you to know, too, at aclj.org today and on my show later, we went to war with the head of CARE New York, Council on American Islamic Relations, you know, the ones linked to Hamas, who has been launching, by the way, dead rockets at Israel all weekend. That's CARE's friends. I mean, CARE
exactly right.
has been tied as a direct fundraising mechanism for Hamas. Now, again, this guy in this interview, you'll see today, he said, oh, you're the hypocrites, you're the radicals, you're the hate speech. Remember, his friends at CARE, his co-workers at CARE, are raising money to get to Hamas to pay for suicide bombers and rockets into Israeli towns. You're dealing with the devil when you're on television with people like that.
I wanted to tell you this, folks. We have an office, of course, in Jerusalem, and we've been working on the situation. What happened in these attacks right outside the Egypt border there, where Israelis were killed, and now they're trying to turn this into Israeli aggression. The initiation of the attack came from Hamas-sponsored terrorists. And the world wants to blame Israel? Well, our American Center for Law and Justice office in Jerusalem already working on it, already working on the situation at the Ground Zero Mosque. We are fully engaged on these issues. We're taking your calls. But, folks, you go to your phones right now. Stand with us on this, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll let you know how you can get that great new DVD that we've come out with called Forever Change. It's a memorial to 9/11.
Chris is calling from New Jersey online, too. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
My mind that these people were trying to be antagonistic, because I'll tell you, last year on a New Jersey turnpike, facing the direction of the Twin Towers was a huge billboard, Why Islam, with a toll-free number to try to lure people into their Satan social experiment.
Well, yeah, Chris, listen, this is all about upsetting Americans. Remember, the guy said that this had nothing to do with 9/11, Sharif Al-Ghamal. I mean, I want to keep playing this bite over and over again. Which one is it where he says, oh, we never associated the two? Bite number three.
When you find this location, Park 51, at that point, do you focus on where it is in relation to Ground Zero?
No, it never crossed our mind.
Okay, so let me ask you that, and Chris, you know, you brought up the thing about this billboard. It's Sharif Al-Ghamal, who, by the way, is a debtor right now to multiple lenders. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars that he's got to pay. He's got millions of dollars that he owes, right? Allstate is bringing a fraud case against his main financier. And he tells Fareed Zakaria, no, I never thought about how close this was to Ground Zero. I just wanted to build a 15-story mosque. And even though I've got a horrible financial record, I never thought that maybe if I pick this location, I'll get some more money from Muslims who would think, oh, this will be an interesting idea.
With a September 10th deadline.
Yeah, right, with a September 10th deadline. Now, 2 years later, he says, this is the same guy who said it doesn't matter, is saying, we're going to have a $7 million fundraising goal, but you got to get in your money by September 10th, 2011, the day before the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Now using,
a mere coincidence.
Now, using 9/11 and the 10th anniversary, the dead Americans there, that horrible day, to raise money, not to build a mosque, the mosque at Ground Zero. It is sick, it is outrageous, and it shows that they are on the ropes. Are we going to deliver the final blow to the Ground Zero Mosque project?
You've got it from 15 stories. Now they're saying four or five, whatever the community wants. I think the community wants nothing. I mean, I think it's zero. That's what the community wants. So you go to your phones right now, sign on to this petition. Jordan's going to give you the number. We're going to stop this mosque at Ground Zero. We're in court on it. We're fighting it out. Here's the number. Jordan's going to give it to you right now. Let's fight back, folks.
877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign on now. No mosque at Ground Zero. And listen, folks, I wasn't going to go to this today. Obviously, there's a lot of news in Libya. We're going to be breaking down that for you on the Jordan Sekulow Show today. We brought in some of the best analysts to talk about what's happening there now on the Jordan Sekulow Show. But when we heard this news that they are using the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to try and save their Ground Zero Mosque project,
right,
because we have them up against the ropes, we said we need our supporters, we need the ACLJ members to sign on right now to help us deliver that final blow to make sure this mosque project never gets off the ground.
That's exactly correct. Let's do this. We're going to go to our phones. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's take a few calls here, Jordan.
Yep, James calling from New York on line 5. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
How you doing?
Good.
Amen to you, man. You know, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's a disgrace that we have a mosque being built. This idea of it is just absolutely horrific. And I got a personal question for you as well.
Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
And these guys, this is what you're resorting to? This is what, I mean, that's ridiculous. Okay. You know, that was A, stupid, and B, you're ignoring the point. But, good, you lied to our call screener.
Very, it's good. We got it dumped in. People don't even know what we're talking about. There's just another angry phone. Listen, you're dealing with really sick people here on the other side of this issue. I mean, these Muslim groups we're working with, they're not your everyday Muslims. These are guys who fund money to suicide bombers. So when you do that, realize the devil you're picking with here is the devil himself. I mean, these are people that have no problem sending young 14-year-old girls with bombs strapped to themselves and
right,
calling that a liberation movement. Call now to stop it, folks. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I hope you'll watch my interview on Fox at ACLJ.org later today. Bob from California, online 4. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
All right, Bob.
I got two things to say. One is there's a, you know, when they attacked New York, they attacked the whole United States. We all have family
right
back in New York. Number two is that they're, you know, they ought to be taking all their practices of law, their Muslim law.
Well, what they're trying to do is, let me tell you what they're trying to do. They're engaged in lawfare. They're taking the law against us. They're trying to turn it upside down. They're saying we have a right to build. And the fact is they didn't follow through with their own procedures on what that right is. But instead, and we've exposed this. And by the way, this documentary we put together called Forever Changed, let me tell you something. It's from the families and the first responders, including people like John Ashcroft, that talk about that day of September 11th and the families where they lost loved ones. You've got to get this film. We're sending it to you. There's a way for you to get it. Just call our toll-free number. They'll give you the information. It's a very powerful documentary, as all of our documentaries are. Jordan's going to give you that information now, folks. It is time to take action.
877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're willing to go to war with the devil. And let me tell you, watch Fox News. You'll see what we're talking about. 877-989-2255. What happens when you put the devil up against the ropes when you're about to deliver the final blow? It gets nasty.
And it is.
We need you. 877-989-2255. Or sign up now, ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.